This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The first thing, let me explain to you. This is a thing that you must have convincing proof, it is lying. Knowledge does not depend on convincing proof. Knowledge only depends on the proof. Convincing is a condition of the mind basically. It grows. It never can start full. It always grows. Anything. For example, if you want to buy a house, before buying, you never can have convincing proof that this is the most suitable house for you. It never can happen. But you can get enough proof which make you to experiment. I live in the house. Before marriage, you cannot find any convincing proof that this is the best husband for me. It never can happen. That's why most women are not married, because they have such a big list of the conditions which never can exist. So they never can get married. You know, this is not right really. Before the marriage, you only can get enough proof that this person is suitable for. Is it good or not? This knowledge will increase after the marriage. This knowledge never can be, people never can get before the marriage. Try to understand. If you want to marry a woman and you want to know before the marriage, she is your perfect partner, you will die, but you never can find a woman. Simple matter. Never can happen. It's impossible. It never can happen. The only thing that happens is that, you know, you get some signs. Then after that, when you start living, it could be possible she is the right woman and your knowledge increases. But it could be possible she is not that woman. But what you know after the marriage, you never can know before the marriage. It is a simple matter. About the house, what you learn after you start living there, that you never will learn before you start living in the house. Whether you want to make somebody your friend, what you will know after friendship, that you never can know before the friendship. So first thing, understand, in this world, we don't have convincing proof. Proof always will be that much which is enough for you to start. Like actually scientists say, when we make experiment, we start with the proof of 0.5%, even not 1%. Then they make experiment, then it grows 1%, 2% until they get 60-70%, not always full. Sometimes they don't get anything. 0.5%. To know that Allah is your Lord, you don't need 100% proof. 100% proof does not exist anyway. You never can know 100%. It's impossible because it's unlimited. You only will know 1%. Then start worshipping Him, asking Him, reading the Quran. Your knowledge of Allah will keep increasing. That's how things happen. So when we say a proof for Allah, that's what we mean really. We never mean convincing proof. If convincing proof is there, then everybody will be a believer. Convincing proof does not exist. Is it clear? Second, about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If somebody said, I am the messenger, isn't that khabar, report? What you need to know about reporter, that whether he's right or not? First thing you need to know really, is it true or not? So let me see, this person, did he lie any time? All the people around him, they agree that he never lied. They never experienced, they say never, we never experienced any lie about him. It never happened. When he said about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something, is a person trustworthy? Can you trust in him? Exactly, these are the words Allah told him. Yeah, because you know, he is so much trustworthy. So many things we have seen from him out of his life, this thing. So, you know, all the time. So how can you know lie? Then look literally, look his life with the people. He's so nice with the people, nice character, controls his anger, controls his desire. He's not like us. He's so different from the rest of the people. You know, you can see. And then let's see his message. When people accept his message, what happens? Does it make any difference in their life? No, his message will make people Abu Bakr Siddiq. His message make people Khadija. So different, change their life. So, you know, this makes sense. Because magicians in Arab people, they are not so pure. Magicians lie. People who are poets, they don't have, you know, this is one of the arguments in the Quran. Quran says, you say he's a poet. Don't you see the followers of the poet? Poets are followed by the useless people. Don't have any purpose in their life. This man is followed by who? By Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar, Fahi. Look his followers. So when you look all those things, and also the message that he brought, the Quran, it is so pure really. When you read the Quran, you can see this person, I know how he speaks. Now suddenly he brings a speech which does not fit anywhere. That's why I come to scholars really, Arabic speeches are three types. Poetry, prose, and Quran. Because Quran actually neither prose nor, it is, because Allah's word, you never can fit Quran in any category. So, but people who have only two categories, they insist Quran must be poetry, not prose, it must be poetry. They don't understand it is beyond both categories. It is something else. That what is. So proofs like that, that the Quran is khuluqna azim, big character, ameen, sadiq, but not a convincing proof. Then when you believe in him, then your knowledge of the Prophet will keep increasing. But you never can have a convincing proof of proof that forces you to believe that does not exist. Similarly for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a convincing proof for Allah does not exist on the face of the earth. You only have a proof which is 5%, 6%, 7%, then you start and the knowledge keep increasing. But a convincing proof that can force you that Allah is your Lord, that does not exist. Is it clear? So don't look for that.